Welcome to the Cree Language Recordings, Language of the Lac Ste. Anne Métis. Track 2. We begin this track with Judy introducing herself.
Judy Laton Hilbert Nsigasun, Lac Ste. Anne Ochenia, Kagipe Ni Taugian, Astiminek de Kagbi Kagiopigian. Ni mama Philemon Kalahu Kisikaso Egwani Papa Wilfred Latondri Kisikaso. Kakyo Laksintanuchi. Egwa umaka wiachamoya. What we're going to talk about, I said. Kipik squeo no uche. It's about our language. Egai kakyo I see no aktawani tachik. Kipik squeo no. So that all the people don't lose our language. Kake mana uma kagi apsisian no komana gi ndo wi tapmak. Egwa mana mituneki nita achamo. I said I used to stay with my grandma and she used to tell me a lot of good stories. Atio ke win kigi sika tena uma aisi no waka kachamuchik. And I said that we called it Achamowin is storytelling in Cree.
And so your grandma, your grandpa, your parents, everybody spoke the language.
That's correct, yes.
And when they spoke the language, what did they call their language?
Neyewewin.
Nowadays, we're hearing that the word Michif is being used to describe our language. Do you use that word?
Not very often, no. It's a new word, and it's not really well recognized with the older generation, but yes, the newer generation, because I believe that that name came in about 1982.
In your opinion, what do you think about that word, using that word to describe our language?
Well, we were always brought up with the Neyewewin, with the Cree language. And yes, there was a lot of French words mixed in with the language, because when my parents and my grandparents spoke Cree, there was a lot of French words mixed in with it. But most of the words were like le pain, which is bread, and le boule is butter, and mostly all the foods were all in French that I can remember, and still are now, that we the words that we use when we speak the Cree.
Would you rather young people referred to the language as Cree or as Michif?
Well, I think whatever they feel comfortable with. For the younger generation, that would be their choice. But my choice was the original Neyewewin.
So everybody spoke the language. Did people speak French too in Lac Ste. Anne, or did they just speak Cree?
They spoke French too. My grandma used, and my mom, and they used to speak French with the priests, because my family always worked very closely with the church and the priests.
So when did the English come into the community as a language that was commonly spoken?
When the school came in, that's when they started teaching English.
And so they were all English speakers?
Yes, they were. They were not, they did not speak Cree at all. Mm-hmm. It was all English.
How was it for you coming from a household where everyone spoke Cree and then going into a school, when you first went into school, having to learn English?
Well, with me, it wasn't difficult because I spoke both English and Cree at home. I was taught English right from the beginning because my older brothers and sisters, they all spoke English.
And everyone else, like all your brothers and sisters, were fluent in Cree?
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. They still are.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. great. In my family, my grandparents were fluent, mm-hmm. and that's the language they spoke to each other. Mm-hmm. But they made the decision not to speak it to the kids because the kids were struggling in school. Mm-hmm. So they wanted them to get ahead. Mm-hmm. And that's the story of many, many.
Yes, that's true.
And so as a result, it seems like, from my perspective, that the language stopped being spoken pretty quickly over just a short period of time. Mm-hmm. Then the language was no longer spoken by the next generations. Mm-hmm. Is that your recollection?
Well, my family never did stop speaking the language. They always spoke it. And they spoke English too. My mom and dad spoke very good English. My grandma didn't, neither did my grandfather. And then all my brothers and sisters, they all spoke very good English because they all went to school. And so we spoke whatever language we wanted to speak at home. It was always a mixture. It was half English, half Cree, half French. It was always a mix. And everybody understood it. And a lot of times, when certain words, the words are funny in Cree, and so you joke and laugh about the words and you add other words onto it to make it even more comical. Cree is a very fun language to know. You're always laughing when you speak Cree. And that's why when you see elderly people speaking Cree, they're always laughing. They're happy.
When did you start noticing that the younger generations weren't speaking the language?
Well, when my older brothers and sisters were working and that they only spoke English and I don't know whether they said they were Métis or at that time we were all called half-breeds, I believe that they couldn't get jobs if they said they were Métis. So I really can't tell you the truth about that because I was pretty young. From my perspective, I always spoke the language with my mom and dad and my grandma and my grandpa. Mm-hmm. In order to speak to my grandma and grandpa, I had to speak Cree. But mom and dad, they spoke all three languages.
And then my generation doesn't speak it.
At all.
At all. Mm-hmm. So it kind of happened pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Just over two generations, it seems like, yeah. Between my dad's. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad's the same age as you. Mm-hmm. But his parents made that decision. So his parents would have been the same age as your parents.
Yeah.
And they made that decision not to speak the language. Mm-hmm. And so just in two generations, it's gone.
Right.
Out of our family. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the story of a lot of families. Mm-hmm.
Judy and I continue our discussion on Lac Ste. Anne on the next track, but after having this discussion with Judy on language specifically, a clear picture started to emerge. Our community isn't unlike other Indigenous communities across the country and continent, where external factors impacted our community's ability to retain and teach our language to our children. For further reading on this subject, I suggest research into the term linguistic genocide and how specifically shame is used as a tool to perpetuate an ongoing genocide. Speaking about language loss in our community is really hard, and it's very emotional. And it's really important that we don't affix blame to one family or another family, but that we look at this issue in the larger context of what was happening all across North America. We're so lucky to still have language speakers with us like Judy who are willing to share our language for coming generations. End of track 2.